dictation for Paul, P-A-U-L, Knorr, K-N-O-R-R, June 22nd, 56. Address as a letter to Dr., excuse me, to Kelly. K-E-L-L-Y, Thune, T-H-U-N-E, nurse practitioner at Gladwin. Excuse me, actually erase that. The address is going to be to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, 466-3621. Dear Dr. Alkiek, consultation for Mr. Knorr with hypertension comes accompanied with family member. They mentioned that he was taking blood pressure medicines and apparently well controlled until about 2-3 years ago when levels increase. Recently tested for sleep apnea, being positive to be titrated and start using the CPAP machine. He's hard of hearing, trying to do low sodium. Blood pressure at home fluctuates 170s, 180s, over 100s, 110. He complains of diffuse body pain from fibromyalgia. He denies headaches or changes on eyesight. He has arthritis of his neck, but denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. He's following with you for cardiology issues. Also followed with urology from prior reported urinary retention. He has enlargement of the prostate. He's not aware of malignancy. He does not do any catheterization. He denies any cloudiness or blood. Also has a chronic back pain without radiation, chronic dyspnea, mostly on activity, not at rest. Denies the use of oxygen or inhalers, denies purulent material hemoptysis, some palpitations on activity but not syncope. There is some question claudication symptoms, does have discolor of hands and toes, but is at rest, not activity related, and does not have characteristics of Raynaud. Denies nose bleeding, no gums bleeding, no headaches, stable weight and appetite, no diarrhea or bleeding. Next paragraph. His past medical history. For hypertension, fibromyalgia, question depression, peripheral neuropathy, osteoarthritis diffuse, he was drinking alcohol on a daily basis until recently. He has diet-controlled diabetes. He denies any history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He denies coronary artery disease, angina. He's not aware of heart murmurs, arrhythmia, or congestive heart failure, no TIS stroke. He's not aware of gastrointestinal problems or liver disease, no kidney stones, no gout, no seizures, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, present medication, Cymbalta, Lyrica, Flomax, Hydralazine, Toprol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Tylenol. Next paragraph, surgeries, hiatal hernia, with Nissen fund application surgery, gallbladder, tonsils, adenoids, appendix, prior colonoscopy, benign findings. Next paragraph, prior cigarette smoking, only few a day, 1 to 6, for a short period of time when he was in high schools, probably 10, 15 years at the most, was drinking daily alcohol, wine, for a few years, discontinued 6 months ago. Reviewing records shows that he also has a diagnosis of ankylosing spondylitis. There was an episode of acute kidney injury requiring hospital admission in April, apparently related to urinary retention. There was also urinary tract infection. Prior exposure to lisinopril, aldactone, HCTZ. Next paragraph, on physical exam, he is hard of hearing, blood pressure 150/98 on the right, 154/94 on the left, standing 156/92, bilateral cataracts, no teeth, no dentures, no mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no palpable neck masses, no thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruits, no JVD, lungs are distant clear, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, no ascites. He has acrocyanosis on both hands and whitening of the all fingernails. Radial poles are symmetrical, acceptable, no finger ulcerations. On the lower extremities, pulses are decreased but still palpable. He also has acrocyanosis of both feet, similar changes, whitening of the toenails, no gangrene, no blisters, no decubiti, and no motor deficit. I notice some tremors at rest, both upper extremities. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Most recent from September. Creatinine 1.25. Over the last 1 year has progressively risen from 1.0 to present level. Normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate in the upper side at 31. Normal calcium, glucose has been in the 110s to 140s. Prior albumin liver function test normal, prior hemoglobin normal, last year with a normal white blood cell, platelet count normal, prior urine sample, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. A1C has been running in the lower 6 on diet only. A CT scan abdomen and pelvis, April last year. Normal liver, normal spleen, kidneys without obstruction. At that time, no urinary retention. Stress testing last year, normal ejection fraction 51% without ischemia or fixed defects. Does have bilateral thyroid nodules. Prior CT scan, angiogram of the brain without stenosis. Renal arterial Doppler, no evidence for renal artery stenosis. Echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, moderate aortic regurgitation. Holter monitor sinus rhythm. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension looks to me primary type. No evidence for severe renal failure, no evidence for obstruction or persistent urinary retention, no evidence for renal artery stenosis. He says to be compliant with medications, family member monitors salt intake, prior exposure to lisinopril, discontinued at the time of acute kidney injury, at that time was having UTI and urinary tract infection. I'm going to add HCTC 12.5 milligrams. Family is going to monitor blood pressure and call me within a week. We will monitor electrolytes with the exposure to HCTC. We will increase the dose of diuretics accordingly for blood pressure. Our initial goal is going to be under 140, under 90, progressively 130 over 80. He is now abstinent of alcohol. Notice the acrocyanosis. At this moment, however, no evidence for abnormal urine analysis to suggest glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or cryoglobulinemia. Another alternative will be to add calcium channel blockers if a combination He already is taking calcium channel blockers. Another alternative will be to add ACE inhibitors if a combination of calcium channel blockers and diuretics is not doing the job, and monitor chemistries, kidney function in a closely base. End of dictation.